Good evening. This is a regular meeting of the Pacifica National Board. I'm Paulina Vasiliev, the board secretary. Today is Thursday, September 2nd, 2021. The time is 8:41 p.m. Eastern Time. And let's see, the first order of business is for us to take the role. So, Marianne, would you please take the role?
I will do so. Chris Corey.
Here.
Good. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Here.
Good. Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Good. Jose Gutierrez. Jose? Oh, don't do that to me. Is it full screen? Okay, I did not hear from Jose.
He's trying to get in. They say still connecting.
Okay, thank you. Heather Gray.
Here.
Good. I saw that Julie asked for an excused absence. Sabrina Jacobs, once or twice.
Here. Hi. Sorry, thank you.
Wally James.
Here.
Good. Dwayne Lark.
Here, yeah.
Dwayne Lark. Okay, I do not hear Dwayne. Ali Lexa.
I'm here. It's very hard to hear you, Marianne.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me turn up my volume. Is that better?
A little bit.
I can crank it up all the way, but nobody's going to like that.
That sounds good.
Okay.
I can hear you well now.
Okay. Thomas O'Rourke.
Present.
Good. Jim Osborne. Jim Osborne. Okay. We'll make a second round. Ron Pinchback.
Here.
Good. Ralph Pointer.
He's getting on the call right now. He's getting on.
Okay, we'll call it good. Sandra Rowline.
I'm here.
Lawrence Reyes.
Presente.
Bueno. Sean Rhodes.
Here.
Good. James Sagerton.
Here.
Good. Andrea.
Here.
Really?
Okay. Did I hear Andrea Turner say that she was here? Andrea? Can anybody tell me if she is here? Meanwhile,
Madam Jose Gutierrez is here. I had some technological issue and couldn't speak when you called me.
I actually marked you as present.
Oh, good. Okay. And I just wanted to make clear to the board, I have a emergency and I have to be off the call by 7 p.m. So I just wanted to let people know in case we have to vote or there's any pressing matter.
Okay, thank you for letting us know. Thank you, Jose.
You're welcome.
Got to turn this down. This is too much. Andrea Turner. Okay, hearing nothing. Beth Von Gunten.
Here.
Good. Tom Voorhees.
Tom is here.
Good. And I take it that Alex is asking for an excused absence?
That's right.
Okay, let me go about one more time. Is Dwayne Lark on the call? Yes. I see his name anyway. Dwayne, you're muted. No. I'm going to mark Dwayne as present. Jim Osborne. Can anybody tell me if Jim Osborne is on the call?
He said he's driving and he's going to try and join the meeting in a little while.
Okay, we'll leave that blank for now. Andrea Turner is the last one.
I'm here. Present.
Good, good, good.
Dwayne Lark is on the call.
Yeah.
Gotcha, thank you. Lydia Brisson. Lydia, you were there a minute ago.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Good. Now I can. Anita Sims. Anita.
Here.
Yeah. Okay. Paulina Basilia.
Present.
Good. John Tatum.
I'm here.
Good. And I am here. And I would say we have a quorum. Okay.
Madam Chair, point of information.
Can you hear Dwayne Lark?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Madam Chair.
Yes. Sorry.
So I never received an agenda. Was it sent out?
It was sent out today at 4:14. I'll forward it to you right now. Is that Thomas?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm still
one
not
second.
Getting them from
right, that's strange. Which is actually exactly the same number. Are you okay, one second. I'll forward that right now. Well actually I'll do that in a minute as soon as we you do need to see it to approve it. So I'm forwarding the open agenda for now just to speed things up. One second. Draft agenda. Sorry, lots of things going on. And if somebody could forward Thomas or Rook the agenda, it would be really, really helpful. Thank you. Because I'm also trying to chair.
I'll do that, madam.
Great. Chair. I appreciate that so much. Thank you, Lawrence. Okay, so next order of business is a report out from closed session of the Pacifica National Board meeting of August 26, 2021. And it reads, the PNB met in closed session to discuss proprietary and personnel matters of a confidential nature regarding KPFT and KPFK. If that had been read before, I apologize, but that's the latest report out. And next are excused absences. And I believe we have an excused absence request from the chair, Alex Steinberg, from Julie Hewitt. Am I missing anybody else?
So Jim Osborne has evidently is not on the call. Has anybody heard from him?
I think I heard Ali say that Jim is going to connect later. Is that right, Ali?
Yeah, he just sent me a text. He said he's in traffic and he's going to try and connect when he gets home.
Thank you. So we have two requests for excused absences. Can I hear a motion to approve those excused absences?
So move, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Is there a second?
This is Heather. I'll second.
Thank you, Heather. Are there any objections? Okay, hearing none, those are approved. The next order of business is identifying timekeepers. Would anybody like to volunteer to keep time for items or people?
Madam Chair, I'll do items. This is Lawrence. Julie's not here, so. I'll do items.
Thank you, Lawrence. And anybody to do people?
This is
time for people.
This is Heather. I'll do
Heather.
That.
Thank you so much, Heather. Right. Okay, great. I don't think there are any announcements, at least not. There's the announcement from our chair, Alex Steinberg, that he is out of the country and won't be able to attend today. And so I guess we can move on to agenda approval and I'll read the rest of the agenda. We'll, if possible, approve the minutes of open sessions of August 19th and August 26th, should you have had time to review those. Now, we'll have a report from our IED with Q&A. That's 10 minutes. That's a 10-minute item. We'd like to vote to set up a bylaws amendment timeline. See appendix for that. That's an item that our chair sent us. We have committee reports for a total of 45 minutes. And part of that will be a presentation by Berthold Reimers, GM of WBAI, on the 52-week fundraising model. That presentation has been shared by email with the PNB. And there's also a motion from finance, from the finance committee. There are two more motions, one from personnel and one from programming. Those are appended as well. And then we don't have any unfinished business or new business, and then we should adjourn to closed session. Should I ask for someone to move the agenda first before asking for amendments, Mr. Tatum? Is that right?
Yes, it has to be moved and seconded before.
Correct.
James, would so like, moved.
Thank you, James.
Sean will and second.
Thank you for that. Now I'll open it up. Any amendments to the agenda as presented? Hearing none, the agenda is adopted. And we can move on to approving minutes of the open sessions of August 19th and the 26th. Those are in the folder, but I know that some people actually don't use Google Documents. So should you wish to postpone approval because you haven't seen them, I would understand. Otherwise, would anybody like to move to approve those minutes?
James, so moved.
Thank you, James. Is there a second? We are trying to approve the minutes of August 19th and the 26th for open sessions.
This is Heather. Go ahead, Lawrence. Who's that?
Yeah, go ahead, Heather.
I'll second.
Thank you, Heather. And are there any objections to approving those minutes at this time? Hearing no objections, those minutes are approved. And now I will pass the mic over to Lydia Brazon, our interim executive director, for a report. Lydia, the floor is yours.
Madam Chair?
Yes. Mr. Who is that?
This is Ron Pinchback. Listen,
hey, Ron.
I don't see these emails at all about Berthold Reimers' presentation. I don't see that. I don't see the agenda.
Okay. I will forward. I'm looking that up right now. Ron, I'll forward you. And Thomas, did you already get it from Lawrence? Or
you might want to just forward this to everybody.
Uh-huh.
Please send it again.
Chair, I just send it to Thomas, to his Comcast account. And I also copied the PNB on it. So everybody should have it.
Lawrence, what I received was a notice about the Zoom coordinates, but not the agenda.
And then there was a second email that had the agenda and the Zoom coordinates as well. And I sent it to you and the PNB. So everybody should have it.
Okay, so I will clarify. I sent out the agenda, the open agenda, together with the presentation from Berthold, that was also attached to the same email. So I'll forward. That was at 4:14 p.m. Pacific time. So I'm forwarding that again to those people that said that they didn't get it. So I'm sending it to Ron and Thomas just in case. Now, with the agenda and the presentation attached. Okay. You'll have two attachments in that email, the updated draft agenda that we just approved and the report, the PowerPoint from Berthold. Let me know once you receive it. That's been sent. Okay, Lydia, you have the floor.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. So on Monday, for those who missed our special PNB meeting, there was a motion in order to facilitate for me to direct the general managers regarding facilitating promptly the candidate statements and the candidate forum at all of the stations. So I did notify everyone. I also added that a request from me to have to copy myself and the National Election Supervisor regarding each station's schedule of the same, as well as the actual logs that they aired. So I understand that this is a high bar. We have, I think we only have two of our five stations have traffic departments, and which are usually one person, but anyway, that specialize in traffic. And those are the two largest stations, KPFK and KPFA. So even for them, because we don't have, for example, I heard from our Los Angeles traffic manager, and because we don't have the expensive software that commercial stations have, it's more of a challenge to provide in a timely manner the logs. Because I worked in advertising at one time, I understand the challenges from the traffic perspective. So we used to advertise on radio, TV, and so forth. And I'm very familiar with what you can and can't produce. However, everybody should do their best in providing the information. We want to make sure that there is equitable both distribution of the carts in the various day parts. We actually have bylaws guidelines having to do, which are very specific relative to the equal day parts and so on and so forth. And we have fair campaign provisions that also guide us in all of these matters. And so all we need to know in some stations like KPFK that has more than 30 candidates on their roster, that's a significant challenge, of course. And so, but we're doing our best to accommodate everyone. There were also challenges because so many of the statements were produced remotely, and our LSV candidates are not necessarily programmers, so they were not necessarily equipped to record those statements that were broadcast quality. So some of those are having to be re-recorded, and hopefully we'll be right on track going forward. So that message did go out to the general managers, and I did receive some feedback. And so hopefully everything is going more smoothly this week. That's it. That's my only update. Yeah, August is, you know, as you know, August is a quiet month. It's usually a quiet month relative to fundraising as well. So I don't really have too much to report. A lot of people are on vacations, actually. So there you go, including our chair of the board, apparently. Okay. Any questions?
Chair, I have a question.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
Well, Lydia, thank you for getting on that, being proactive and doing your due diligence on this concern. So I did see that there is some on-air candidates and cards are going to be are being recorded, and Paulina is assisting Renee in that process. So, did you get any responses from the GMs when you made your request? I'm just wondering.
Yeah, I think that not from all of them. I'm sure I will be going forward. Like I said, I received the one from the traffic manager at KPFK, and Berthold responded, and, you know, various other, and that you know, a couple of others. And Renee was the most active in relation to responding to it. So she's moving forward because a lot of this depends on her in terms of organizing and scheduling, coordinating the recording of the forums and all of that. So that's not a traffic issue. And so that seems to be the most significant request, was to get as much as possible from Renee as quickly as possible. And so she's on it. So as that moves forward, I expect that that's going to get us to where we want to be.
And I have a brief follow-up, Jay, if I may.
Sure.
Thank you. So there was a report to the listener on KPFK where the GM provided the IGM provided a report on the station's situation, somewhat touched on the election processes that are going on right now, but there was a lot of concern from listeners and even some board members at KPFK that it was somewhat where the other speed members did not have a more proactive role, and where the IGM and there was already a suggested script that also wasn't followed. So I'm just wondering if you could talk to the IGM about that situation.
Okay, well, if you can email me, and if you have a suggested script, if you can send that as well, that would be appreciated, because I did not catch that report, nor was
okay.
I copied on it.
I will certainly communicate that to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Great, thank you. Lawrence, how are we doing on time for this item? We did allocate 10 minutes.
We have 2 minutes remaining.
Okay, anybody have a question? If not, we can move on, of course. Well, in that case, hearing
yes,
no question.
This is Lyndon.
Go ahead, Lyndon.
Is this a question for the IED?
Correct.
Okay, thank you very much. Hi, Lydia.
Hello.
2 weeks ago, a motion passed, and it said making all future discussions regarding cell 419 Levitt to be transparent and matter public record. And also in that motion was a written agreement we were requesting a written agreement from FJC stating exactly how much the proceeds from the property in Houston
that
they intend to take.
Yeah,
that was
Lyndon.
Well, we part of that
okay.
motion
and so,
was making
so,
all future discussions
okay.
regarding the
so,
sale
so if
open
somebody,
and transparent.
So if somebody, one of the things that I had forgotten to the in response to Lawrence is that also Katia responded and she had wanted some of the election stuff. And no, I won't discuss anything. That belongs in executive session. Thank you very much. And my report is done. Thank you.
Thank you, Lydia. Okay, so we'll move on to item number 5. That's a 5-minute item. Please refer to the appendix. And it's I guess we will need a motion. And if somebody could assist me in the exact wording of it. So here's what we received as coordinating committee from Chair Steinberg. Vote to set up a bylaws amendment timeline. Here's the language from Article 17, Section 1B of the bylaws, Item 1. There shall be any number of ballots per calendar year related to the amendment of the foundation's bylaws, which annual voting period shall be determined by the board. All properly proposed bylaw amendments shall be held until that date, which is 30 days before the earliest of the voting dates of the board and of the delegates as determined by the board, in parentheses, the quote notice date, end quote. On the notice date, the proposed amendments to the bylaws shall be posted on the foundation's website, and the foundation's radio stations shall broadcast an announcement three times a day, twice between 6 a.m. and 11 p.m., and once between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. for a period of 30 days, the notice period, regarding the existence of the proposed amendment or amendments on the Foundation's website for review and the upcoming vote by the board and delegates regarding said amendment or amendments. The results of said voting by the board and the delegates on the proposed amendment shall be reported within 15 days of the board and delegates' meetings to vote on these amendments. Alex Steinberg would like to set the date, the notice date, to be October 16th. And the rationale he sends is, a number of directors have already signed on to several amendments that can be introduced that day. That is the day after the delegates' election ballots are due. This is in order to avoid jamming up our stations with the required on-air notifications of the bylaws while we're still doing PSAs about the election. So I will entertain a motion to set the notice date for the bylaws amendment period to be October 16th.
So moved.
Is James. There a second?
Who's that?
Thank you, James.
Lauren seconds. Lauren seconds. And I'd like to be on the stack.
Thank you, Lawrence. I'll open up for discussion. So is there anybody else for the stack for this item? It's supposed to be a 5-minute item, hopefully an uncontroversial. Anyone else? Lawrence, go ahead.
Thank you. The reason why I seconded and supported this bylaws, that opening up for bylaw amendments, is because we really need to do that. And I also would like to make sure that board members of the LSB have the opportunity to submit bylaw amendments, and that our constituents will be able to also provide any suggested bylaw amendments. So this is why I see the other board members' support. I do have a concern, though, and maybe that could be mitigated in regards to even with the bylaws amendment timeline requirement of it being aired three times a day, that there is an open proposed amendment timeline. It is gonna cross into the other speed, the delegate elections. Boy, I'm stumbling over my words today. So it is going to kind of also, but I think this is a necessary thing. And but I do have a concern with the October 16th date. So just wanted to share that. Thank you.
Thank you, Lawrence. Let me see if I understood. October 16th is the day after the closing of the delegates election, the day after the ballots and the local station board elections are due. So we will no longer be airing candidate cards by that time, obviously. So I don't understand what you mean by it.
If I could clarify.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
So from what I understand in the body of the motion is the required announcements that are required leading up to the final day of the timeline, right? The requirement is, three times a day, interspersed, however traffic could do it. And so that concerns me because you have candidate statements and cards that are already airing. And so I don't know how that's going to, it seems to me that is going to be a challenge. So the timeline date is one day after the voting, and the voting is completed, but still the announcements are going to be played on the air. So
they won't be played on the air. They end on the day voting closes. Yeah.
I know, so but they'll be airing at the same time that cards are being played for candidates.
No, not anymore. That's exactly the point of the notice date being October 16th, is that the cards will no longer be airing on that date. So I think that's not an issue.
I don't know. I'm sorry, but maybe I'm.
Ron, okay.
Go ahead, Ron.
Just give me a second, Ron. So I think I'm being maybe I'm confused, and that won't be a surprise. But the announcements are going to be being played at the same time the election cards are being played, and then they would, you know, so
no.
Is that not the case?
So that is the
announcements
not the case.
The announcements are going to start on the 16th. Is that what
right.
you're saying?
Right.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's the whole point right. Of it being the 16th so, and not earlier.
Yeah, disregard right. my point. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Ron, go ahead.
That's the only point I was going to make, that the cards don't start until the 16th.
That's right. Thank you. If there's no more discussion, I'd like to ask if there are any objections to the motion to set the notice date. Hearing no objections, that passes. The date, the notice date for this cycle of bylaws amendments is therefore set for October 16th. And obviously, as secretary, I will have to receive your amendments before that date in order for them, or on that date, I suppose, in order for that process to be started. Okay, so let's move to the next item. Order of business is committee reports. I believe we have nothing from the audit committee, but from finance committee, we have two items. And we'd like to now give the floor to Bertold. And Bertold, go ahead. If you would like to also share your screen, if that's...
What's the time on this item?
Oh, yeah, the time. The time is... okay, James, I'll give you the floor in a second. The time set for the finance committee is 20 minutes. James, would you like to do it in different order? Because
yes,
we also have
that's
a motion.
The thing, yes, there okay, was an error yeah. in the order here.
Great. So, Lawrence, the time for this item is 20 minutes, and we'll first deal with a motion from finance committee that's in the appendix. James, would you like to read the motion?
Yes, I will. And I'd also just like to alert everyone, it is attached at the bottom of the agenda. And there are two motions there. One can be disregarded. That was just for internal purposes inside the NFC. It's the second one that begins, whereas Pacifica needs to know its short-term cash position. And in addition, this motion is not from James Sagerton. It's from the National Finance Committee. And I will also add that it was passed without objection. So the motion from the resolution from the as passed by the National Finance Committee was, whereas Pacifica needs to know its short-term cash position, therefore, be it resolved that the NFC recommends to the PNB that it direct the general managers, business managers, and directors of each budgeted unit to update all entries for month-end closing and provide NETA a check register electronically of everything that was paid for the month. So that is the motion or the resolution from the Finance Committee. And I think we would need to change the language for the purposes of the PNB motion to read, whereas Pacifica needs to know its short-term cash position, therefore the PNB resolves that therefore the PNB directs, I'm sorry, just go straight to, therefore the PNB directs the general managers, business managers, and directors of each budgeted unit, et cetera. Can uh-huh. everybody follow that?
So it would read, whereas Pacifica needs to know its short-term cash position, therefore be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board directs the general managers, business managers, and directors of each budgeted unit to update all entries for month-end closing and provide NETA a check register electronically of everything that was paid for the month. Passed without objection by the Finance Committee. Does not need a second. James, would you like to motivate, or is there any discussion?
I can motivate very briefly. There's no need for much discussion, I hope. You know, we are in a cash flow situation, and this will just help us be aware of where the money is and where it isn't at any particular moment when things come up on short notice.
board members, any comments or questions or discussion?
Yeah, Ron with a question.
Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, the directives that you're telling the business managers and business directors and such to do. My question is, are the units capable of fulfilling this mandate? Do they have the current staffing at each station to fulfill this mandate? And that's basically it. You know, do these stations have the staffing to do that? Because I thought we had, you know, made this requirement before about, you know, monthly reports to NEDA. I thought we had passed something before on this. But if you could just answer that for me, do the current staffs at the different stations have the capability, or is this going to require some additional training or some additional resources?
Yes, Anita.
Yeah. Anita, go ahead, please. I was going to ask you to answer that. Go ahead.
Please.
Thank you.
It really is just a matter of them, the same process. They key in everything into Great Plains for those that we don't directly work with. And then they run that check register. So it's just a report. So it doesn't require any special training. They do know how to run it. And really is for the purpose of getting a timely date for month end close also. So essentially for us to get on a schedule and also to see and know where the funds are being spent and how they're running with cash.
This is James for the stack.
Thomas for the question.
And Lydia for the stack.
And okay. I have my hand up too, Chair.
All right, 1 second. Let me quickly see who I got. So I heard the James, Lydia, Lawrence, and
Thomas.
Thomas. Okay. If I missed anyone else, let me know now. Otherwise, James. Lyndon. On the floor. Oh, Lyndon. Okay, Lyndon. I'll put you at the end of the stack. Thank you. Great. Jim, go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I just wanted to say that we did address this in the past in a differently worded fashion, and I believe we have no results from that. So this is, we are finding ourselves in a more, I'll say, emergent cash flow situation now. So it's more important than ever that we do this. So we did try to address this earlier. It didn't work, not because I don't think that it was a staff question. I think it just never happened. And so we're just trying to word it slightly differently and make it happen again.
Thank you. Lydia, go ahead.
Yes, I support this because what we are also trying to do is to hone in on the particulars of why the cash flow is as slow as it is. I sent to the board last week the central services that are due from all of the stations. So you're approaching, you know, $1 million. But that means that that the national office, where the bills keep coming in regularly, are unable to be paid because of shortfalls at the stations and so on and so forth. What we discovered when we were looking at KPFK in open session on both the Finance Committee and the PMB is that there were some things, this is like last year, whereas we had been informed that there was nothing else to be cut in terms of expenses and whatever. When you start looking at a granular level, then you discover that, yes, not everything was reflected in our payroll records because there were people that are consultants and this, that, and the other, and other expenses. That's what you find out only when you have these reports in a timely fashion and with the specificity that a quote-unquote check register will provide. And, yes, all of it is done within the context of the software that you have with Great Plains. And if you're not in Great Plains QuickBooks, every single accounting program gives you the ability to produce these reports. So it's not a labor-intensive issue, but we're flying blind. I mean, I find myself flying blind.
Lydia, your time is up. Sorry.
Okay, I can't respond to certain things that I might be able to exert some influence on at the various stations when I don't know what the particulars are. And I get my particulars from our NETA, and if they don't have it, then you know, again, we're flying blind and we're unable to help when we can and to ask for things when we need to.
Thank you, Lydia. Lawrence, you're next.
Thank you. So just from a practical standpoint, I also believe that I would definitely support this motion. But when I hear electronic sharing, electronic, especially financial documents going back and forth, my question is, because I know my financial institution has safeguards, my question to Netta, and I guess to Anita, what safeguards are these electronic? Okay, good, Chris, thank you. So they are going to be encrypted, right? So the financial electronic record keeping is going to be encrypted, where we will prevent the kind of hacking that may happen, especially to an organization as vulnerable as we are and as progressive and forward-thinking as we are. So that's my question.
Well, we have that capability. Actually, all our servers, everything is not in-house, is being backed up by a large IT group here in Columbia, and they do the backups in Denver. But it's very secure. We also can provide to all the business managers a drive where they can drop that check register, if you will, to us. But it does not have any information like bank accounts. All it's telling us is the vendor name, the dates, the amounts, the check number, all the pertinent information. From there, if you want to be able to drill further down, then we can request the vendor invoice to support what was paid.